around the forehead changing. And you're going to actually, more than likely, is what I'm seeing is the picture kind of is floating now, having its own life force energy into it. And so she's becoming energized fully. And this light beam will help us now with healing tonight on the radio program. And we have a special sponsor tonight, who is Kyle. He'll be coming with us probably in about 10 minutes here after we do the entity and chakra mind to heart drop. So thank you, Kyle, for being a sponsor with us. And here we go. We're going to be doing the entity clearing now. And for the new people, entities are emotional bodies of people who passed on. These are ghosts, if you wish to call them that. And they come into our bodies because we're not fully in our body all the way, and they need a home. So they come into bodies that are not fully inhabited by your own particular spirit. So when that happens, you have entities, and entities will run your life for you. And here we go. We're going to do an entity clearing. So if you wish to put your consciousness to your feet, this is where we're going to be releasing the entities from you right now. And we'll work all the way up to the top of our heads here. So here we go. And we're now working up to our ankles. And now we're going up to our knees. And up to our waist. And now we're working around our solar plex area. And chest area. And shoulders, down our arms, to our wrist, to the palm of our hands, to our fingers. And our fingers are very vulnerable for entities to come in because, naturally, we use our fingers a lot. So if you hurt your finger, maybe you were doing some carpentry work and maybe the hammer slipped and it hit your finger, well, that pain is where the entity is going to come to you. And so when that happens, naturally, it'll draw a lot of entities that had finger problems. So you want to release those out of you. And we'll do that tonight for you. Remember, whenever you have a pain in your body, you want to do the entity release so that you can heal. Otherwise, they will take away a lot, if not all, of your healing properties that's with you. So your spirit gives the energy to you for healing, and the entities absorb it all. And right now we're working now going up to our neck area, working now with our head, and, you know, our ears, our eyes, going to the top of our head, our skull. Wonderful. So here we go. They're being released now. And in the process now, as they're being released, we're going to bring more of you, your spirit, back to yourself that left in the trauma of fear and anxiety and everything else. Anything that's not love energy is how and why your spirit leaves you. So naturally, you don't want to bring in a spirit that's contaminated with these judgments and traumas. And plus, it probably would not want to come in because it's afraid to come back anyway. So we have to cleanse it so that it can come into you and to do some healing with you with this divine energy without having the contaminations and the mindset of why it left. So we're clearing these away here. Okay. And here we go. Taking away these energies. And bringing in your spirit. So I'll count to 10. And we have on the fast chat, my voice is a little low. And did it increase here? Maybe somebody can type that in and I'll read that in a few here. And here we go. And coming in, so I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, day, do a body scan to see how you feel. Normally, people feel a little heavier as you come more into your body. Next, we'll do a chakra alignment. And we always go to the heart center first, and we can reposition that so it has the proper orientation inside of your body. There we go, throat chakra and third eye. Power chakra, that's off on quite a few of you here. Maybe you had a rough week here. So here we go, moving your power chakras around. It almost feels like indigestion to me. There we go, coming around. Good. Second chakra and first chakra. Do an opening for those who wish to have their chakras a little bit wider, a little more energy flowing. So I'll use the word spin to increase the energy. So to widen you out, we'll go to body width with you. So here we go. Heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. And see how the power chakra is doing here. Power chakra, spin, 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 spin. Boy, spin, 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 spin. Spin, spin. Okay, some of you have your power chakras reversed, so we have to turn them around now. Here we go. Moving them around, so they're actually pointed backwards. So here we go, coming around. This will be for the ones that are out. And good. So here we go. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. Now we'll do the mind to heart drop. Again, for the new people, think of your forehead being your awakening consciousness, your thoughts inside of your head. You could call it your ego self that wants to do things for you, that talks to you. We're going to drop that energy down. I call it the mental body. We'll drop that down into your heart center. So think of your heart as being like the first floor, and the 10th floor is going to be in your forehead, so we're going to be dropping this down just like an elevator, having this mental body surrender. So here we go, dropping down. And I'll count from 10 to 1. So just feel the energy moving. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, let's put some music on so you can stay in your heart center. Connect with your own spirit, your guidance that you have inside of you. Your internal guidance system is always with you. And just sit back and relax and feel that peacefulness of your spirit. So we'll see if Sylvia's out there in cyberspace. So are you out there, Sylvia?
Yes, I'm here. Good night and welcome, everyone. It's great to be with you, and it's just so enjoyable and so wonderful to have these opportunities to have the light ship come and work with us and the divine light beings come and give us their amazing energy and this time in our week to be completely heart-centered and in the moment. So it's just a very big pleasure to be with you. And we are excited tonight because we have Kyle with us. And Kyle is actually one of our listeners. I'm sure those of you that get on the Fast Chat are familiar with seeing Kyle's name, and he always has such wonderful things to add and contribute to the program with his comments on the Fast Chat. So we're very happy to be able to bring him on as a sponsor tonight. And in case you're not familiar with our sponsorship program, it's very easy to do. You can sponsor any radio programs that you like. You get to select the date that you want. And basically, you just have the opportunity to have your questions answered and the special healing samples that you enjoy to be done, and as well as the divine energies of your choice brought in. So the show is dedicated to you when you come on. It's a wonderful experience because the light beings surround you with their divine love energy, and it's something that any of you can do, and it is very beneficial for Ron and his mission because it allows him to come on and do these programs. So if you're interested in that, please give Ron an email, and I guess we'll just see if Kyle's there. Kyle, can you hear us?
Yep, I can hear you fine. Can you hear me?
Yep, you sound great. So
sounds good.
Started and see if you would like to ask Ron a question, and then we'll go on with the healings and the divine energies also. So what would be your first question for Ron?
Okay, first I'd just like to thank Ron and you, Sylvia, for doing the show. It's really awesome, and the divinity is just great. I'm so glad that this is available on the earth now, and I just encourage everybody to take advantage of this while it's here because it's just the most awesome journey you can do and the greatest blessing you can have. So just in general, I was wondering if Ron could... Thank you. It's just been great. I was wondering if you could just kind of go over the invisible energetic bodies in general, what they are for the people that might not understand that, and then just kind of describe why we have them and how they get gunked up and why we need to clear them.
Sure. Great question.
Yeah, that's a good question. So what we have around us are invisible bodies that you can't see naturally, but they do influence our lives. One of those, like we always clear on this show, is the emotional body. So what happens is, initially, we did not have these bodies around us. And because of the mind energies coming so strongly to us, the mind control energies, people doing witchcraft, sorcery, mind projections, negative thought projections to us, different things like this, ET projections of energies, radiation energies, cell phone energies, you know, I can go on forever, but anything that deals with the mind energy, this energy is not of love. And so the non-love energies were actually harming the physical body. So if we just go back, say, 100 years from now, when we didn't really have electronics and the media that we have now, we still had transmissions done to us by the extraterrestrials. So since that time to now, we have a lot more energy on this planet. And before that, the Earth spirit had to create these energetic bodies around us because the extraterrestrials were bombarding us with the consciousness that they wanted us to perceive and to understand and mimic and control us by. So the Earth spirit decided to put these bodies around us because its life form that it created with the earth elements, even though we are extraterrestrial beings, it still took the energy from the earth to make the body, okay? And so it didn't want the body harmed, so it created these invisible energetic bodies that attached, we'll just say, making it very simplistic, around us. And so when you were getting a psychic attack, a mind control energy by the extraterrestrials, then these bodies would sort of absorb it so that it would not kill the physical body. We all know how powerful the mind is. There's people who can move objects, you know, on a table. You can bend spoons and even maybe levitate a table if you have enough mind energy. So we know how powerful the mind is. And there's a lot of books on, you know, how powerful your mind is also, how you can use your mind to use the force of will that it has to create your reality. There's many, many books on that. So the Earth Spirit created these invisible bodies, and there's lots of them around us because we have different issues, different ways that these energies infiltrate our physical body. So what happens is when you're first born, you're probably pretty much free, and these bodies are completely cleaned out. They're brand new to you. And then as you start dealing with life here, which we all do, we start getting saturated. And these bodies then start absorbing the negativity. And then eventually, maybe by the time you hit 10 years of age, maybe even sooner, these bodies are all clogged up. Remember, they're just a buffer to kind of keep this energy away. So they start storing this negative energy. Well, once they get clogged up, it's like anything else. When they're clogged up, the energy then cannot be filtered. And then it comes back into us. And this is why we have physical illnesses and traumas here. And these bodies, like I said, the most important one, which the light shift clears out first for people, is the emotional traumas. And we all know how, you know, this is like an emotional planet, and this is where we live in emotions, to have experiences here. So there's many, many bodies. I do clearings on those on most of the shows. You know, you probably have seen them or felt them before, the emotional body, the mental body, the feeling body, the trauma body, the pain body. And there's just many, many more that we do. And once those are cleaned out, then those energies are not put back into us over again as easily because they're already cleared. And this is why on the website I have, after you have a clearing, you can go into the unlimited area on the online healings, and you can clean yourself out daily, you know, maybe a couple times a day or so. And it helps you to be put back into balance. So this is a wonderful thing that the Light Shift has done, is have active healings on the website. Some people who have got on there are amazed that they work. They were maybe curious at first because thinking that I would have to do it in person. But once you're on there, the light being comes up, and she is doing the healings for you. So you are connected with the divine energy instantly once you go on. So this is why we have the invisible bodies. It helps us. It actually keeps us alive, basically. So we do different sessions with that with people, too, to clean out these bodies. So hopefully I answered your question, Kyle. I'll turn it back over to Sylvia here. So, Sylvia, back on again.
Okay, well, that was really a wonderful explanation of the invisible bodies and helped me to understand a lot more about them. How about you, Kyle?
Yeah, when I first got the emotional bike clean, I just thought that was just so neat because the charge of all the emotions that I just were bugging, I thought there's no way to get rid of them. It's just gone, and it's just so neat to have that happen to somebody in their life, and what a blessing that is to everybody. I was wondering, is there, for those new people can run, do like a 5-day emotional body clearing sample so they can see how, you know, he like will tell people, think of something that's bothered you in the last 3 days, and then they can see how that, just see how amazing that is and see how great that would be to have for their whole life.
Yeah.
Sounds wonderful.
Okay, so we'll go back 5 days. So I'll just think of today and maybe think of Monday, okay? And you may just scan the week that you maybe went to work with. Naturally, being on this planet, stuff happens to us all the time. And this is kind of how we live life here. So this is an emotional body sample clearing. So the emotional body sample is not 100% because I have to do your whole lifetime. So, but it is about 80% completed. So I don't want you to think that this is not going to work for you. So what the light beings do is they do a 100% clearing of the 80% because you have to have the whole lifetime done to make it 100%. And the clearings are a one-time clearing. You don't have to repeat them over again. Once I do a clearing with you, it is cleared. And the light ship and the light beings are there. Actually, the light ship is there to protect you from other practitioners who are monkeying around with your energetic system. And that also includes the dark side. So on these clearings, you are protected because the light ship knows that you're moving yourself forward to get into the ascension process, and they're not going to allow you to be overtaken by some other energies because you're putting your foot forward and you want to have these clearings done to have a much better life and to possibly move into the ascension arena. So here we go, emotional clearing for 5 days. So 5 days ago, I'll do this one the slower way. The other clearings that I do, I'll do it the faster way. So 5 days ago, I'll go to the chakra system. And that's just a way that you can understand what's happening for the people who are a little more mental, because your mind wants to know what's happening. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, 4 days ago. Sixth chakra cleared, five cleared, four cleared, three cleared, two cleared, one cleared. 3 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Yesterday, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, we had some problems, I think, with the third day there. So let me redo that one again. Some energy went kind of sideways on it. Maybe somebody had some really big traumas. So here we go. 3 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, much better. So for those of you who actually felt the change, you noticed that doing it over again helped you out. So when I do your whole life clearing, if you choose to do that, the emotions are released from you. The event of what you experience never goes away because you're here to observe and to understand being creative. But in the process of being creative, living life here, the traumas are not part of the light ship's forte, and you're not really designed to suffer. And so these traumas are taken away. Remember, the dark side wants you to suffer here and have traumas. That's not the way the light ship intended you to live on this planet. And this is why they are doing these healings for you, to get you out of these situations of what the dark side has perpetrated onto you, unfortunately. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, Kyle, do you have another question, or what would you like to do next?
Okay, let's see. I was wondering if we could bring in Princess Diana energy, maybe, and maybe Ron could talk about what Princess Diana's mission was when she was here.
Sure, that sounds good. So Princess Diana was one of the few light beings here from the light ship. I know there's probably, what I'm getting right now is two down here, so two others besides myself, and they may not even be activated. Hopefully, I'd like to meet them someday to get activated, but, you know, to see them. But she was down here. Her spirit came into a body, and her spirit, you know, came into the body of Princess Diana. And from there, the mission that her spirit had, that it chose to do here from the light ship, was the humanitarian mission. And you can just see how well she did by everybody on the planet typically knowing about her, and how she had the great compassion for humanity. And that's what her role was here. My role is to do healings. So this is the two here. So she was actually, like myself, in the physical body of Jesus when he walked the earth 2,000 years ago. We would come in off and on to do whatever we had to do. So I was there doing healings. And when Jesus talked about humanitarian issues or things with that compassion, then she would come in and also be in charge of the body at that time. So I guess another way of saying it, that when she was in the body, she would be identified as Jesus, because normally you see people and you don't know really what the spirit is inside of them. And so she was actually Jesus during that time frame. And I was also Jesus when I was in his body doing the healings. So that's just one way of looking at it. There was other light beings also in the body at that time doing other types of divine missions or teachings, etc. So there was, I don't know who they were, but they were doing the teaching mission also. So mine was just strictly the mission of healing. And I don't have much information on the other ones at this present time. I'm just very focused on what I do here, what I do best, which is the healings for helping people to move forward and get rid of their densities. So here comes Princess Diana. If you wish to bring up Jesus on your light screen, you can, on your monitor screen, I mean. And interesting, I use the word light screen because I imagine your monitor is full of light right now. So you can click on Jesus if you want on the page here. You can search for it. If not, it's underneath the fast chat. Just scroll down the fast chat, click on it, BBS fast chat, and bring up Jesus. It will bring in Princess Diana through Jesus here. So here she comes. And wonderful. If you can't find it, she'll also come through the light beam on your screen. So this is the spirit of Princess Diana. And this is the light beam that she is. And coming through now, you might watch the energies. The screen will change during this process here. It may get a little bit brighter. I'm seeing the halo around Jesus change. Did you see any special effects also, Sylvia and Kyle?
Yeah, I can really feel the compassionate energy. It's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, I would agree, and the light is definitely changing in that golden area around his face and his head. Looks amazing.
So, it's still coming in here. She wants to put in more energy. She's saying that right now it's about one-third, so would you like to have it at 100%, Kyle?
Yeah, sure, that sounds great.
Okay, so she's going to bring it up, and I'll just count the numbers here so you can actually feel the energy changing here, okay? And some people like to really sample the energies. So here we go. So we'll go to, I'll just use the word number 4. We'll just say 40%, okay?
Okay.
And here we go. It's coming in. And now it's 50%. Remember, you're going to feel this in your heart center. And then your heart will start to resonate with this, and it will start to bring that compassion energy all through your body. So you may actually feel your body getting warmer and maybe just completely relaxing. Okay? So we're going now to 60%. And for me, it feels very good. You might feel your muscles relaxing, letting down. Your body now is absorbing this divine energy. 70%. And 80%. And 90%. And now she's going to bring in 100% of what she thinks we need down here. Okay, there we go. So, if you would like more, I can bring in more. She's requesting that to bring in more if you think you need it. But for me, it feels pretty good. But it's up to you, Kyle. This is.
Oh, that feels really good. I'm feeling it super strong. That is great.
Yeah, yeah, she's been double it, but I don't know if that's going to.
Oh, boy. That's incredible already.
Yeah.
Feels so amazing.
Remember, they don't know how much energy to bring down here. So, ask, and they're very cautious because they don't want to, in a sense, blow everybody out of the water with the energy, you know. So this is the way they work. So, okay, turn it back over to you, Sylvia, and everybody just kind of put some music on and just kind of sit back and relax and just enjoy this energy for a Friday night show.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. It's just such an amazing heart energy, and it just feels so wonderful to have the heart open so much like that with that beautiful energy.
Thank you, Kyle, for requesting Princess Diana.
Thanks.
Sylvia. I'll just turn it back over to you.
Okay, wow, that was really something else. Boy. Well, Kyle, what's next?
Okay, wow. Ron on his website says, contact is all it takes to change your life, and he's not kidding, is he? that was awesome. Wow.
That's such an example
okay.
of love comes walking in, huh?
Yeah. That felt awesome. Thanks. Okay. I had a question. There's people that are listening, probably they look at all the healings you got and stuff and wonder where to start and stuff, and then they might have a problem they haven't thought of. And the light ship can create special healings for people depending on what kinds of problems they're dealing with. And I was wondering if you could talk about that a little bit, Ron?
Sure, yes. If you go to the list of services page, there's quite a bit on there. For myself, looking at it, just making this was kind of overwhelming to figure out what healings to add and what to put down. I had most of these inside of my head. Initially, when I started doing healings, I only had four of them. That's all the light ship thought we needed here. And those four was the emotional healing, number one, and the mental body, number two. Then you do the sensory, which was past life, traumas, genetic traumas in your body. So the emotional one is this lifetime emotional traumas. The mental is like defragmenting your home computer, making your brain think better. And most people that have it tell me that for sure they have better thinking abilities, maybe a clearer thought, okay? From there, people talk about having the mind chatter kind of go away. And then the other byproduct is I have had people have headaches get released from them. And people say that they sometimes have better vision. And if not better vision, they actually see colors more vibrantly. So this is kind of what happens with the mental clearing. And then for me, the last part, you know, I looked at all these clearings, and I was at the same time doing, for a few people, you know, the feeling body. And I thought, gee, this is kind of really a drag because all I'm doing is clearing away energies from people. So we had to create the 4-in-1 clearing, and that clearing released people from 13 planets. This is before I created this whole entourage of clearings here, we'll say. And the 4-in-1 gets the planets that are heavily quartered to you. Remember, you have your horoscope, okay, your natal chart. So this helps you with that. And a lot of the women, mainly, you know, I work with women typically, probably 90% women, because men just really aren't there yet, although we have Ed on the fast chat here, and we get Mike on off and on. So we do have men that show up. But the main thing is that that they actually feel these cordings get released out of, like, their kidneys, out of their lungs, out of their throat, and they're completely amazed because they had this energy drain. So the next part to the 4-in-1 is your home-based energy, and the home-based energy is where you go to, except for here. Remember, this is a prison planet, and this is where you go to after and during each incarnation. So your home-based energy is your true spiritual family. And with that, you can call upon those beings for spiritual backup. And that was just wonderful. And that gets away a lot of your loneliness problems that you deal with. And then the next part, number three, would be your twin flame energy. Now, that's your other half. And the other half is here also to help you, to assist you. And you're also normally supposed to be available to assist it. And when that link, along with your home base, was severed from you, you're kind of on your own here. This is why you always search outside of yourself for something, including relationships and buying things. And, you know, you get satisfied for a short amount of time, and then all of a sudden you want to get something else, or maybe the person in your life, you took all their energy from them that they could give you, and it still didn't fill that vacant hole or many holes in you, so you look for someone else. And so once you have your twin flame, you feel like you just ate a nice, large meal, and your body actually feels full on the inside. So that's the part of the 4-in-1 that I really love doing. And people really resonate to their home base and also their spirit energy of their other half. And it's like a reunion, a spiritual reunion that you haven't had and was taken away from you. And the very last part, it takes you out of the karmic cycle here, the energy of forced reincarnation by the ETs. Remember, this is the God plane energy that you're working with here, and they're controlling that along with the collective consciousness, telling you what you have to think and how you want to run your life here, because they're giving you this information. So once you have the other, this whole process of the four in one, that's the self-empowerment. So I love doing that for people, because for me, doing the other clearings is kind of tedious, kind of like a drag, because I'm always doing negative things, taking away stuff. I don't mind doing that, but that's the reward, is to get the four in one. So from then till now, the last probably year and a half, I'll say, I had to create different healings for different people who just needed more help. They'd call me up and say, Ron, I have this issue here. And most recently, I could only do healings at that time for what the light ship was able to protect me with and what they were allowed to bring the energy down here to help people. So what actually happened was recently the light ship decided to go into the parallel lifetimes, which is the dark side energy. So when you have that clearing, the light ship is doing spiritual warfare with the darkness completely, because they're pulling you out of maybe 2,000 to 3,000 parallel lifetimes that your spirit was forced to go into. And those energies where you are really does not want you to leave. And so this is how the light regains its parts of you, along with regaining more light territory. So that's one of the clearings. The other one was the planets. So when you get 2,000 to 3,000 planets released from you, you're basically free, and you feel so much better. So all these clearings just came about because of people just needing more help down here. The dark side, through their imprinting of mind energies, remember, there's only two energies, mind and heart, and the mind energy takes over us. This is where you think with inside of your head. Just think if everybody here was peaceful, living in their heart, and you had your heart energy coming to you, and you use the mind of your heart, we'd have a wonderful planet. No more wars, no more anything else, you know. So this is what it takes to become freed, is to go on and do these clearings. So I hope that answered your question, Kyle. The main thing is that the clearings can only be done by the light ship, because they have the spiritual blueprint. They have the horsepower behind them, because it's pure light which does these clearings. It's not a extraterrestrial energy trying to help you, because they don't have the horsepower, the spiritual identity of pure light, because it's not offered to them. So you're dealing with creation energy that created the universe of light when you go to the light ship. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Well, did that answer your question, Kyle?
Yeah, that was a really good explanation. And I know before I met Ron and started doing the creation light shift, I was in total mind energy, it seemed like. And once I started feeling that heart energy from the creation light shift, that was just the most amazing thing to me. And then I realized, man, that's who I really am, and that's my divinity, and that's all I wanted, is to just try to feel that all the time, and that's what these clearings do, and I'm just so thankful for them. This is really cool to be able to ask whatever questions you want. I was wondering, and bring in whatever kind of energies. I was wondering, can we bring in the Star Bethlehem? Is that okay?
Sure, we can do that.
Talk about, okay.
Yeah, the Star Bethlehem is actually one of the defense fleet ships from the light ship, and that energy was here to protect Jesus and basically his parents during that process, okay? Remember, the light ship wanted him born here, so they did provide protection. After he was born, the light ship, so to speak, we'll say, left, and it was up to our wonderful Galactic Federation to do the protection for his lifetime here. He was still going to the light ship for advice, et cetera, and teachings, and the healings, you know, were coming down to him. But basically, it was the Federation that was here to protect him, because they said they would do that. And, you know, the light just says, okay, and that was the way it worked. So anyway, here comes the energy of the Star Bethlehem, and I think I'll bring it through the creation light ship insignia. And the insignia, whenever it gets energized, brings through the 12 source energies of creation. Very, very special. This is what we have on our uniforms, on our, say, lab coats on the light ship. We have one, we have a little pocket up on the left side like we have here on human shirts. And then we have this insignia above our wrist on each hand. And this is the light ship logo that we use here, or insignia. So here it comes. You can bring it up on your screen. If you don't see it, just scroll down further on the page here in front of you. It'll be underneath the light beam a little ways down, or on the BBS Fast Chat. So just click on it and bring it up larger on your screen, and we're going to energize this here. This will be the Star Bethlehem energy coming through right now. And it's the 12 source energies coming in. And I'll just do them one at a time here. Boy, it's like we're running out of time. This is a quick show. Wow. So I'll bring them in all at once. Man, I feel like I've only been here for like 5 minutes. This is what it's like when you're on the light ship doing work, and when you're dealing with divine energy in the moment, time just goes by very quickly because you're not in linear time. So here we go. Here they come. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll put some music on again so you can actually experience this beautiful energy. And again, just kind of relax. Open up your heart. Ask your spirit to join you. Connect with your spirit. Sylvia and Kyle, looks like our time is coming to an end here. Boy, what a fast show this was.
Well, I think we can go on a few more minutes because we got on a little late tonight. So I think we have time for another question, if you'd like to ask one, Kyle.
Okay. Boy, that sure felt good. Thanks. I was just going to say one. I was going to say one other thing. The animals really love the light ship because, like, when I started taking my house in the yard up, I had, like, wild rabbits, and I live in town, Conan, and they were, like, camping out on the lawn, and squirrels started showing up, and birds started showing up, and chirping, and it just felt so happy and divine in my house. I just really appreciate it.
great.
The rabbits in your yard, huh?
Oh, yeah. It was great. And
energy comes from the light ship, another favorite of yours that you would like to have brought in?
Yeah. Yeah, I was wondering if you could bring in, like, our baby energy or baby Jesus' energy.
Okay. I'll bring in everybody's energy when they were first born. That way you can feel what it's like to be more in the divine energy, because your baby energy was actually at that state when you were fully in your body. So here we go. I'll count to 10, and the light ship will be doing this for you. If you wish, you can watch the light beam on your screen here. And we're going to bring in your own special spirit energy when you were a baby. And there's no trauma involved, but this is the divine energy of who you are. So here we go. I'll count to 10 as you come in. So 1, this is love comes walking in. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, I'll just put another song on here. And it's experienced some beautiful music here as a light beam brings in your spirit energy. And again, stay in your heart center. Okay, so just on the song of Van Halen, Love Walks In, the very last phrase of it kind of says something like, let's see here. When silence speaks as loud as war, and earth returns to what it was before, love comes walking in, and this is why the lightship is here. So I'll turn it over to Kyle and Sylvia.
Well, I think our time is up, so we have to wrap things up. But thank you so much for being with us, Kyle. It was such a pleasure having you on the program, and such a wonderful addition to it. So is there any last words or comments you have for tonight?
Boy, that was totally awesome. I really appreciate that. It's so great to be able to spend your time feeling divinity and having this available to us, and I hope everybody can take advantage of it and realize what a blessing it is just before ascension to be able to have all your divinity, be able to feel it come in through the lightship and work with Ron. I was wondering, can we bring in maybe Mary or Saint Bernadette, or is it we out of time?
Yeah, I can bring in, I'll bring in the energy of Saint Bernadette through the light beam, and that energy will be with you for the next half an hour. So about half past the hour, we'll see at half past the energy will leave, and then we'll be signing off here. So the energy is coming in through the light beam. And again, you can watch the eyes change a little bit here. Remember, each one has a little different flavor of the divine. And here we come here. Oh, wonderful. For me, it's a lot of energy, a lot of heartfelt energy. A lot of internal strength is what I'm feeling here, and just pure love energy. And so it's here now, so I'll be signing off here. So remember, tomorrow is Saturday night, and that's Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, and we go to the Lightship for probably about 15 minutes during the show here, and during the latter part of the show. So we'll be on Station 1. So thank you, Kyle, for being with us tonight. Really enjoyed you coming on, and if you yourself out there would like to sponsor, you can go to the website on the navigation link under networking on the left side, and there's a little form you can possibly fill out, or if not, just maybe copy and paste it and do so and send it to me on an email. So I'll just say blessings to all of you and have a wonderful evening.
Blessings, everyone. Good night.